Creating a documentation site for users with AsciiDoc and Entora. Welcome to my talk at the FOSDEM Tool the Docs Dev Room. My name is Alexander Schwartz and I'm a principal IT consultant at MSG. It's all about empowering your users with documentation so they get their work done. To do this, you need to keep your documentation content up to date. You need to keep your content consistent. And when you publish new features of your software, you need to publish updated documentation at the same time, in sync. AsciiDoc and Entora help you to do that. Entora provides you with an online documentation site. You can fully automate the process so you can be up to date all the time. The documentation is searchable and topic-based, so your users can enter a search term in the search field and get a list of all the topics that they can then read. You will have a navigation outline that users can browse, and you can have cross-references within your pages to direct users to related content. All your content is grouped by a version and component. Grouping it by version allows you to direct the user to the documentation that matches the version of the software they have installed. Grouping it by a component allows you to address different kinds of users with different kinds of content. Entora provides you with the publishing tools and the documentation structure. The documentation is structured into components and modules. AsciiDoc will collect content from multiple Git repositories and branches and will convert all the AsciiDoc content it finds to HTML output. It merges the HTML output with a UI theme and creates a static site. The key benefits are that it has a very fast conversion built on top of Node.js and minimal dependencies. It's quite modular and extendable, so you can add the things you need even if they are not part of Entora Core. Entora builds on top of AsciiDoc and AsciiDoctor. AsciiDoc is the language of the content, and AsciiDoctor is the tool chain to create HTML from AsciiDoc content. AsciiDoc is frictionless writing using plain text. Therefore, it's well suited to be checked into Git, so you can also cherry-pick it and compare it with older versions. It has a feature-rich syntax for technical documentation. It has great support for lists, for tables, for listings and callouts, so everything you need to write really good technical documentation. It's been around for more than 15 years and alive and kicking. Last year, a standardization has started at the Eclipse Foundation. AsciiDoctor is the toolchain to create HTML and other output formats from AsciiDoc. It's open source, it runs on Java, Ruby, and JavaScript runtimes, and it powers Entora's AsciiDoc to HTML conversion. Today will also be about writing in your IDE. When you write inside your IDE, you will stay focused as you don't need to switch any apps. You will get the best support to collaborate using version control because IDEs provide great integration with Git. The IntelliJ AsciiDoc plugin provides both Entora and AsciiDoc support. Full disclosure, I'm the current maintainer of this plugin. If you have any questions, please direct them to me either by email or using the GitHub issue tracker. Let's dive into Entora a bit more. Let's start with the structure. As I said, Entora has components.